hurry. Most of them had the wooden, just wooden, in a wooden gate.
Big wooden,
that's right. Yeah, that's what they had. Had picket fences on them and paint them white.
And then paint them white.
That's right. Sure did.
Well, can you remember when they had rail fences?
I remember the rail fences up in Virginia.
Oh, up in Virginia.
I remember them there, but I don't remember any around here. Mm-hmm. I don't remember any around here. Now, up in Virginia, they had them all over, everywhere. They had stone fences and rail fences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first place that I ever saw. Now, we hunted here.
Mm-hmm.
I just put on my regular clothes and got on a horse, turned the fox dog loose, and we run fox.
Mm-hmm.
Up yonder, they had red coats, they had white pants, they had the blue cap. Oh, I was a country boy. I couldn't make out. I said, what are those folks doing riding horses like that? I thought it was a horse race or something.
Mm-hmm.
Until I found out something about it when I first went up there. Now, they have rail fences, and they jump those rail fences. Those horses, I mean, they clean those fences just pretty. And had stone fences. Now they're dangerous. They're dangerous to horses.
Oh, they are.
A horse hit one of those and it was bad. He hit a rail fence, it'd knock it loose.
Mm-hmm.
But a stone fence, and there was a lot of stone in that country up there in those mountains where we were. Football field, about every 10 days you had to rake it. The rocks would work up through the dirt from underneath. Now where they come from, I don't know. But you had to rake those football fields off to clean them off.
So people had stock if they wanted to like out of the farm. Now around the field, around the
field. Oh, they'd have barbed wire.
Barbed wire,
yes. They'd have barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And would that be on wooden?
Wooden posts.
Uh-huh.
Wooden posts. Yeah, they cut the posts right there out of the wood.
Oh, they would.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sir. But it was barbed wire strung around there, sure was.
Yeah, but what would people use, like, you're talking about everybody in town would have a milk cow, and what would they put the milk in to carry the milk?
Well, you had, they had milk cans, which are very scarce.
Uh-huh.
You had a milk bucket that you milked in.
A milk bucket. What would that milk bucket be made of?
It was metal, tin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you had a cloth spread over the top of it. And you milk the cow, and it would go through the cloth. In other words, you kept out flies and everything like that out of the milk. If you didn't cover that thing up, you'd have flies all in that milk and everything else. I used to milk cow every day. I mean, morning and night. Oh, yeah, when I was a kid. Sure did.
Well, you know about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then they'd put it up and clabber and stuff like that, and butter, and let it settle. And,
mm-hmm.
and everybody made their own butter in those days. Mm-hmm. Homemade butter was, that was common.
Mm-hmm.
Old Mamie Peck, the old cook up at our house, took that, and Lord knows, I don't know what all she did make out of. Cottage cheese now, she used to make that. And Welder, I remember her making things like that. Sure do.
Well, now, like, you were telling me about
this
big two-story lodge that had fireplaces big enough that they could cook in.
Yeah, they used to, that old big old house out there on the hill that Hilpert lived in, it had an iron hook, and you could swing it in over the fire and out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Do you remember, did they have any, if they were going to fry eggs, for example, and do that like
no, I don't remember that.
Well, what about do you remember when they still had wooden cook stoves?
No. They were all metal.
Uh-huh.
Only
I mean wood
metal.
Burning, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. We burned wood in our house, right up here on Perry and Franklin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we cooked with wood.
Yeah.
We cut the wood and hauled in from the place.
Yeah, and so what they did.
Yeah.
Now like if they were frying eggs.
Old Mamie Peck wouldn't cook with coal. She wouldn't, she had to have her wood.
Wood
was all she'd cook with. And you had to get that wood for her. She wouldn't use coal. Now, there were a lot of coal cook stoves.